Margaret Brennan's joining us at the White House. Margaret, there was some confusion today on immigration. The president said one thing, and then his Homeland Security Secretary rushed out and said another.
Yes. Well, the president sent his secretaries of state and homeland security south of the border to reassure officials there that illegal immigrants will be treated humanely when they're deported from the U.S. to Mexico. But the president today caused some confusion himself when he suggested using the U.S. military to expel them.
We're getting really bad dudes out of this country and at a rate that nobody's ever seen before. And they're the bad ones. And it's a military operation.
No. Repeat, no use of military force in immigration operations. None.
The White House later tried to clarify, saying the president meant military operation as an adjective to describe what they say is an efficient rate of deportation.
Margaret Brennan for us tonight. Margaret, thank you. Well, the president's boasting got the better of him today. He said the U.S. is deporting drug dealers and gang members, quote, for the first time. And as you heard, he said they're being deported at a rate nobody has ever seen before. Well, for the record, our research department spoke to an official at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. In January of last year, there were 17,649 deportations. Last month, it was 1,000 fewer. And last year, 58% had been convicted of serious crimes, such as drug dealing.